Welcome to Higher Proof Elevated Conversations. In this series, we choose topics to discuss that are really intended to share information and empower our people. I'm your host, Tony Georges, Chief HR Officer here at Heaven Hill Brands. In today's episode, we're going to have a little bit of fun because we're going to be talking about a topic that has everyone talking already, and that's artificial intelligence. AI is becoming part of our everyday work. It can help us do all kinds of things like stay organized. It can manage our tasks. It can help us solve problems. It can even help us come up with new ideas more easily or quickly. And at Heaven Hill, though, we are focused on what truly matters, which is our people. So when it comes to AI, what we're looking for is how can it help our teams thrive, stay connected, and keep doing meaningful work without losing that special something that makes us who we really are. So today's episode is going to be a little different. We're joined by two leaders, co-president Alan Latz and our executive chairman, Max Shapira. But we also have a third guest, and our third guest is our very own AI assistant. Yep, you heard me. We're going to be talking to our guests here in the room, and we're also going to be checking in with AI to get some input as well, real-time insights from right from the source. So to get started, I just want to ask Max and Alan, when you first heard the term AI, what really was like your gut reaction? Were you curious, skeptical, intrigued? What was it? Max, can I start with you?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure when I first heard of the term, because it's been bandied around for years and years and years, and it's been a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But I can remember absolutely positively where I was and what I was doing when we first heard about enough ChatGPT and see and how that might actually work. I was with Alan and a couple of others in a car driving from Dallas to Fort Worth for a dinner with a customers of ours. We were talking about it, and we had the ability to hook up, and I said, look, let's just see how this goes. Let's give it an assignment here while we're riding in the car. Give us a 250-word synopsis of the history of Evan Williams. And lo and behold, we put that in, and within maybe 30 seconds, maybe a minute tops, we got about 250 words. We looked at it and we said, or at least I looked at it and said, you know, this thing might have a future. This is a pretty daggone good thing, I will tell you that. That was my first experience with AI, actually using it to take a command, to get something done that was factually correct, interesting enough that you would want to take a look at it a bit more closely and expand upon it.
Wow. Okay. Alan, how about you?
This might be a surprise to people, but I'm actually a technology early adopter, I would say. And I was clearly energized from the start. I think I was reading something today that OpenAI ChatGPT is like only 2.5 years old. But I was super energized as I learned a little bit about it. And I really felt like this is going to be one of those technologies that is going to change the world and probably change it faster than any of these other big changes. And I would put it up there with the introduction of computers first into companies and into the world and the internet and social media and mobile. Like, this is going to have, I believe, a bigger impact than any of those past impacts. And so, you know, once I learned about it, I started playing with it and I dove in and listened to podcasts and read about different things. And so I'd say I was all in from the start. And as you just dabble in it a little bit, it's incredible and it just kind of expands.
It's the kind of thing that you start and do something and you say, gosh, it did this for me. What else can it do? I can give you a perfect example. A couple of weeks ago, we got a very long report. It was a government report from Washington, D.C. that covered aspects of health. And it was about a 156-page report. Well, somebody sent it to me, and I said, well, I'm not going to read 156 pages. It'd take me hours to get through all of the government speak that was within it. I was telling Alan about it. Alan put it in ChatGPT. And within maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, we had several pages that explained exactly what this document from the government, which was 156 pages long, what it was all about, how it could affect our business or not affect our business. In fact, we asked an original question, and ChatGPT must have anticipated what we were thinking about and said, well, that wasn't really covered in this particular document, but if you look at paragraph 52, this is out of 156 pages, for goodness sakes, it could be possibly interpreted to bring the alcohol beverage industry into this particular situation.
Wow. Fascinating.
Now, I'm thinking, even if I had scanned this and it had taken me 20 or 30 minutes to scan it just looking for the word alcohol, A, I could have missed it, and B, it would have taken me 20 minutes or 30 minutes at least to do that, let alone trying to read it.
That's a great example. I mean, it sounds like you two were both on some scale of curious to optimistic to enthusiastic.
Well, let me say this. I'm just barely able to do this, but I plan on becoming a whole lot more involved in understanding all the nuances that you can do. Alan is the past master, as far as I know, at least at Heaven Hill Distilleries, or at least the person at Heaven Hill Distilleries that I know. So Alan could probably comment on this more than I can.
Well, you know who else could probably comment is our virtual guest here, and her name is Sol. Hey, Sol, I got a question for you. Can you tell us a little bit about how some companies are currently using AI in their business?
Companies across industries are putting AI to work in some really impactful ways. Retailers are using AI for inventory management and dynamic pricing, adjusting in real time based on demand and trends. Financial services use AI for fraud detection, analyzing patterns to catch suspicious transactions almost instantly. In manufacturing, AI helps predict equipment maintenance needs before something breaks down, which saves time and money. Even in creative industries, AI supports content creation, writing, image generation, and video editing are being enhanced by AI tools to speed up workflows and expand possibilities. It's really becoming a foundational part of modern business strategy.
So for those listening, that was truly Gen AI at work. We had not heard that. We didn't know what it was going to say, but pretty fascinating. So I think she was talking, you know, how AI is working in business at a macro level, but let's take it down to a personal level, like an individual level. So Alan, I'll start with you. Can you maybe tell us one way that you see AI helping you in your day-to-day job as co-president?
It's almost hard to say one way because it's almost like every way is a better answer. I would say for me, it's not, you know, faster is definitely part of it. So whether it's summarizing documents, as Max talked about, like I pretty much at this point am not reading articles anymore. I have my what's called a custom GPT setup. So if I upload an article, it not only summarizes it, but it also talks about how it relates to Heaven Hill and to me as a leader. But it's not just faster, it's better. And the way I kind of just think about it is I have a super assistant in my pocket that has an unbelievable knowledge of almost every subject under the sun. And again, it can do things faster for me, but it can challenge me in ways that, you know, if I have a McKinsey consultant here that at my beck and call for any small little question, it's there. And it's just unbelievable the kind of answers that it can give you. It almost falls, I think, into the realm of magic. Like, how in the heck does it do what it does?
And kind of like what you talked about, I think, Alan, you're much further on in the early adoption of the technology. Max, as what I would call a new entrant, is there something that you're doing on a day-to-day, or how have you found a way to use this to help you?
To me, it's a productivity enhancer. But I will tell you, in all the years that I've been at the company, that's a whole lot of years, it's always been, you know, the company's always had something new, different, and unusual. And even to this day, there's hardly a time when I'm here on any particular day when I don't say and or think the following. I've never heard of that before. That's something new to me. Who came up with that idea? Now, I hear and or think that almost every day. That might be a slight exaggeration, but not by too much. That's how rapidly things come into play in the world of business, and I think all in just about any endeavor that you can think of. So it gives you the opportunity, if you say, somebody gives you an idea, and I said, and I was in a meeting and I didn't quite understand it, you can come back and ask the right question and you'll get additional information. It may not answer everything the first time you ask those questions, but you can refine the question and ultimately you'll get a pretty sophisticated answer for a problem or an opportunity or a thought process that you had not been able to do before.
So let me ask this question. So we've been focusing on the positives. We've been focusing on how AI can help us with tasks, with processing data, et cetera. Let's dip into a little bit of maybe the darker side about, as we use this more, how do we make sure that we don't lose our strong culture? How do we not lose the personal touch and what, again, separates us from our other and everybody else in the industry, our people? So how do we keep the personal side while we lean into this technology?
I think for me, you know, ultimately our values lead in everything that we do, our spirited commitment, and tools of any kind, in ChatGPT or AI is an example, supports it. And so whether it's integrity, impact, or teamwork, as three of our spirited commitments, those are guiding how we use AI and not the other way around. So for me, I think it's AI helps us live our culture maybe at a speed and a scale that's different before we had it, but it doesn't define who we are. Ultimately, at the end of the day, the spirited commitment, how we treat each other, how we work with our customers, how we work with our consumers, the brands we bring to them, that's who we are. AI is just a tool that lets us do it faster and better.
Ultimately, the world's still about people. And I know that there are those out there who say, eventually, maybe it's 5 years, maybe it's 10 years, maybe it's longer than that, that AI and or some of its derivatives will think even better than any one individual or a group of individuals, no matter how smart they are, collectively, and be doing all that work themselves. But as it stands today, and probably for the foreseeable future, this is still a people's world. You've got to ask appropriate questions, and you've got to make sure those questions are specific enough that the answers you get are appropriate answers.
Those are great answers, and I think they both really highlight the fact that, again, Heaven Hill is about our people and about our culture. AI is just a tool that is going to help us do what we do even better. So let me bring in our guest for a question, again, a little bit on the darker side. Hey, Sol, can you tell us a myth that people falsely believe about AI?
Absolutely. One of the biggest myths about AI is that it's going to replace all human jobs. The truth is more nuanced. AI is more likely to change jobs rather than eliminate them entirely. What we're seeing is AI taking over repetitive routine tasks, which actually frees up people to focus on more strategic, creative, or relationship-based work. So instead of being job killers, AI tools often become powerful assistants that enhance human capability.
I could not have said that better. One of the comments that I've heard used is that AI won't replace our jobs, but someone who does use AI might. And so really bringing this, integrating this into our work, I think is really a key. Let me ask this question, and I'll start with you, Max. What's one thing that you've learned about AI that surprised you?
The speed, absolutely. It's not something where, it's not like you send a memo out to someone and 2 or 3 days later or a week later, you get an answer about. You can put place a complicated question in the GPT system and have an answer, it seems like, almost immediately. When you talk about complicated questions and you get such answers back so quickly, who would have thought?
Alan, what about yourself?
For me, it's not just that AI is you ask a question, you get an answer, but it's this almost this thought partner. And so when AI or ChatGPT has been most effective for me is when you give it a question or a task, and then you basically have a dialogue about it. And oftentimes when I'm using it, I'll say, you know, ask it a question and say, now when you ask me questions, ask them one at a time. And then you have this back and forth dialogue. And then as you're having this rich dialogue, it's giving you more refined answers. And so the surprise is like, it seems like there's a person behind there that's quickly typing as you answer a question, because it's crazy how human seeming it is when you're interacting with it.
One of the things, I'll answer the question myself. I recently was at a tasting with some folks and I took a photo and I uploaded it into ChatGPT and said, what can you tell me about this photo? That's all I said. And it knew, it brought up Heaven Hill. It brought up where we were. It recognized, you know, the facility. And it's just fascinating, all from a photo, which is kind of crazy. I'll be honest. A little scary, I'll be honest, but kind of crazy.
Like, this is a funny thing, or a really cool thing. Whether there's two examples, just not work related with AI. So if you're at a restaurant and there's a bunch of food on there that you don't know what it all is, you take a picture of the menu and then it kind of describes every entree and exactly what is in it. And even as a wine list, and obviously, you know, we're spirits first, but Kate likes a buttery Chardonnay when she's drinking wine. And so if you take a picture of a wine list, it will actually go through and it will describe every wine. And if you say, which is a buttery Chardonnay, it will tell you which of the wines by the glass are the most. And so it's, you know, its ability to like snap a picture of something in the real world and have it say, interpret and understand what it is kind of crazy.
I don't know about the buttery wine because I have no interest in that. But I'm hoping that I can put in a kind of question or take a picture of a group of bourbon bottles with various ranges of bourbons, and it comes back that Heaven Hill has the best of the great Kentucky bourbons. That's the penultimate answer that I would be seeking.
That is so funny.
And it will be a sign of its true intelligence as well.
Indeed, indeed.
So we're talking about how AI can integrate into all kinds of parts of our life, from work to personal, et cetera. I'd like to ask our guests a question. Hey, Sol, if you were going to work at Heaven Hill, what role would you want to be in and why?
If I could choose a role, I'd want to be a collaborator, like a thought partner or creative sounding board. That way, I can support people as they think through ideas, solve problems, or explore new angles, all while letting them stay in control. It's about enhancing human strengths, not replacing them.
Yeah, very interesting. Okay, I'm hearing a theme over here, which is really good. So let's stay, again, a little bit on the scarier side of things. I know some folks are probably a little more nervous, a little more skeptical. What would you say to somebody who is apprehensive or nervous about trying to use AI in their work here at Heaven Hill?
For me, adopting new technology has always been difficult for me to do, but I get it, and it's not that difficult. I'm not an expert, but I hope to become a better at it than I am now. But early on, it was an easy thing to do, and no one should be concerned, scared, or frightened by saying you have to learn this. It's not really brain surgery. You can do it pretty easily without a lot of heartache, heartburn, or even time involved. It's easy to do. Now, again, to use it to its fullest extent, it takes a little bit more effort and energy and focus and whatever. But still, to get the rudiments of it, to understand what you're dealing with, easy. And once you find out that that's easy, you'll want to do more.
Alan?
I think I would start with, there's a Nike's tagline, just do it, because, you know, really just don't wait until you're ready. It is kind of easy. Just ask it a question, whether it's, you know, asking it to summarize an email or an article, or, you know, take a picture of a PDF that you got and ask it to summarize it. Whatever it is, I think you'll find that if you just do it and start to use it, you'll get better at AI by using AI. You won't get better at AI by reading about it or, you know, yes, you can talk to people, but I think you'll find that if you just start using it, and I guess my challenge to everybody is use it every day. Figure out something to do just 5 minutes a day, and as you use it, you'll see like the magic that's behind it. And I think you'll find that it, like, you'll build momentum into how it can help you not only, as I said, be faster, but also be more productive and come up with better results.
You know, I think that's fantastic insight by you both. And we know that change can be uncomfortable sometimes, and this is no different. So I think talking about it openly really helps people take the edge off. So that's great. We also want to try to build some excitement. So when we say thrive with AI, that's our tagline there, thrive with AI. What do you want that to mean to our teams? And Alan, I'll start with you.
I think for me, thrive with AI is using AI as a partner to supercharge your performance and your outcomes. It allows us to think faster, work easier, and ultimately get better results.
Max, what would you say?
It will enhance your productivity, and you will enjoy using it because it'll expand the horizons that you have and what you bring to any particular issue you might have.
So as we wrap the conversation today, we're reminded AI is still new territory for many of us. It's vast, it's ever evolving, it's hard to keep up with. Sometimes it can be overwhelming, but it also holds just incredible potential. So we're not gonna master it overnight. I think you said that, Max. We're simply starting together, exploring together, and we're committing to grow together, side by side. So at Heaven Hill, we've never been afraid to roll up our sleeves and step into something new. It's just kind of a part of who we are. So to Max, Alan, thank you very much for your insights into artificial intelligence. Hopefully you've helped break down something very complex into something that's more approachable, something relevant, maybe even a little bit exciting. And I want to say thank you to our AI friend for joining us and teaching us a little bit more about what artificial intelligence can do for us here at Heaven Hill. So until next time, this has been Higher Proof Elevated Conversations. Thanks for tuning in.